Hello, good morning. Here, Carlos Keller here. We're going to talk about making cheesecakes. I've always loved cheesecake. You know, I usually go to a nice dinner, you get yourself some dessert. I usually get cheesecake pretty much everywhere I go. Cheesecake. I've always wanted to learn how to make my own, you know, sit it in the fridge, you know, come home from a long day at practice, at work, at school, get yourself a slice of cheesecake. So I decided that this project would be a great opportunity for me to learn how to make cheesecake. And so I just started off by like looking up different recipes and looking up how to crumble the crust and how long to let it sit. And really, for anybody learning how to do one, you find a lot of answers, and it's kind of confusing. It is really confusing because you're like, holy crap, how many different answers am I going to get? So I'm just going to talk to you guys a little bit about like how I learned how to make mine. And some people get a little more creative. They're like put some raspberry in there, different layers, Oreo crust, or chocolate chip cookie crust, you know. Everybody has their taste. I definitely specialize in just making normal New York cheesecake. That's more where I focus, but I mean, it's definitely about the same for everywhere else. I've definitely learned that, like, you definitely need to put, like, a different material down to, like, hold your crust together, depending on what your crust is made of. So yeah, hello, we're back now, and I'm just going to show you a little bit about like how there's different cheesecakes out there. I mean, when you look up cheesecake recipe like I did on my phone, I mean, you come up with graham cracker crust and shortbread crust, and you come up with all sorts of crust. I mean, we're just going down the list, and it's like doughy crust, walnut crust. Like, I mean, there's another shortbread crust, but it's different things included. Like, I mean, literally, there are so many little things you can change that'll make it so different. And it's just, like, I mean, there's pumpkin cheesecake, there's ginger snap, there's low carb, there's gluten-free. I mean, really, there's chocolate crust. I mean, there are so many different ways to make cheesecake. I mean, really, and, like, I didn't really realize that when I started this, and like when you come in, you're just gonna really, I mean, you can make a cheesecake, and it, I mean, it kind of strikes you as like, holy crap, like, I'm gonna really have to do my research and sit there and struggle and fight to actually like find me a good cheesecake recipe to make, you know. And I mean, there's ones with berries on top, there's one with like cream, there's one with a little darn Danish or whatever how you say it, and you know. All right, so we're gonna jump right into how to make a graham cracker crust for your cheesecake. So let's start this off. Okay, preheat your oven to 350, that means 350 Fahrenheit, degrees Fahrenheit. You're gonna mix your graham cracker crust. You're gonna crumble up graham crackers first. You're gonna get the graham crackers out the bag. You're gonna crumble them up, put them in a bowl. You're gonna crumble them up, get them nice and fine. You don't want big chunks in there. It's just not gonna taste good when you eat it. It's not gonna baste good together. You need to get sugar, melted butter, and a small bowl. Throw that all in there. I'm gonna tell you how much in a minute. Pour crumb mixture into 8-inch to 9.5-inch pie pan and press it firmly to the bottom. Press, like, you need to get this stuck together. Like, this needs to be in there. That's what the butter and the sugar's there for, so we really all just holds it together and sticks it all to the side of the pan and stuff. You need to go up a little bit of the sides of the pan just so, you know, you get that crust right on the bottom, just so it holds everything right nice together. You want to bake the crust for 10 minutes. Remove, and then after you get the 10 minutes, you're going to take it out of the oven, you're going to set it on your counter, and you're going to allow it to cool. You want it to be cool to the touch. You're gonna need 1.5 cups of graham crackers. You're gonna need about 12 full sheets crusted. So like, you know, sheets of graham crackers, you know how they come out of the package, they're in like little sheets. 1/3 cup granulated sugar and 6 tablespoons butter, melted. Melted butter, do not use whole butter. It's way too much. Yeah, that's one recipe. That is the recipe I followed on my phone. And yeah, but I mean, there's more recipes. Like, let's just jump right in here, and let's see, walnut crust, which is gonna be closely to the same. You're gonna need 1.5 cups of walnuts, 1/3 cups sugar, 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, 2 cups sour cream, 1 cup pure vanilla extract, 2 pounds green cheese,
softened, of course. One vanilla bean, 4 large eggs, 1/4 tablespoon, 1/2 cup of heavy cream. Pretty much, you're gonna do the same thing with that. You're gonna throw it, put it in a pan, press it firmly, throw it on the sides a little bit, throw it in the oven for about 10, 12 minutes, drink it out loud to cool. And, I mean, really, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's pretty much the same standard cooking process for every crust you're gonna do, but really, you just have to know what to do, know how long to let it sit. Really, the biggest thing was learning how long to let it sit. So, I mean, and I'm still, like, trying to figure that one out, too, this day. I mean, it's definitely difficult to do. And, really, I mean, you're just gonna have to, when you're making a cheesecake, it's definitely a patient thing. It's definitely, you could do it with a mom, dad, like, really anybody, friends, like, if you have a good friend coming over, you know, make a cheesecake together. It's a long process, and I definitely should advise doing it when you don't have anything else planned. Like, don't say, oh, I'm gonna make a cheesecake, and then at 1 o'clock I'm gonna do something, because you really don't know how long it's gonna take. And mixing is another hard thing. You're really just gonna have to sit there and mix. And don't mix on high. Mix on low first, get it all nice and mixed, and then you can kind of mix on high, but don't mix it right on high. That's what I've learned in my process. It just doesn't work out. It just clumps all together, and it really doesn't make a good crust for you.
The next thing we're gonna jump right into is when you're actually baking your cheesecake, how to pour your filling in, and how long to let it sit, how long to let it cook for. You're just gonna wanna let it sit for a good bit of time. The tricky thing is letting it sit and not knowing how firm the center has gotten. Cause I mean, I've let mine cool cause my original was like, let it cool for 2 to 3 hours. I let it cool for 2.5 hours, cut into it, and it was still liquidy in the middle. I've let it cool for up to almost 10 hours, and it's still cool in the middle. It's still a little liquidy in the middle. So really, to get that nice firm cut down the middle where you get a nice slice of cheesecake, I've learned you let it sit for over a day. I'm talking 28 to 32 hours a day before you can cut into it, and it so it can be firm, stuff like that. You can also, when you're making your cheesecake, set it for a long, long time, and you can also keep it on a cooled plate, like a freeze a plate overnight, and that plate will be cool. So when you set it out for like a dinner party, set it on that so it does stay cool instead of getting hot and really creamy. So I mean, it's all a personal preference on how you want to do things and like how hard and how long and how much time you want to dedicate into this, because it's a very, very long process, and it can be made into a very short process and done very sloppy, but you can make it a very nice thing. It could really very well go a lot of ways for you. I mean, it can be it's very difficult, honestly, and it's definitely not for everybody, and I definitely mad respect to all the people who do it professionally and make those huge, nice, perfect cheesecakes and like everything. And really, it's just honest, like when you're making it, you just need to just keep in mind like how you want to do things and keep it original to you. Like, don't try to follow someone else's recipe exactly, because it's probably not gonna work out exactly like that. So I've learned, if you take like 3 recipes and then pick and peel from everybody else's, you just want to, that'll really be the best for you, honestly. And just experiment. Don't worry about if it's gonna turn out good or not. I definitely wouldn't show your first one off at a dinner party or anything, but I definitely would make a lot and just keep going and don't give up, really. And yeah, really, just keep it to you, really. And it's fun. I definitely recommend it to anybody who wants to try something that's definitely different in their life. All right, and final, we're gonna kind of round things up here with just good luck on all your cheesecake makes, and remember, always use your business at Dawson Cheesecakes.